Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Monday Show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 33, verse 18. 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 18. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled Charlene Stevens, with no space in between. Audience, family, listeners, this week is considered Holy Week for many faith believers. Tonight at 8:30, a lot of people around the world are celebrating Earth Hour, so anyone can participate. It begins at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, in regards to birthdays, let's see. First, let's remember Solomon Burke. Today's Rosie O'Donnell's birthday. Tomorrow is Reese Witherspoon, George Benson, William Shatner's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Elizabeth Taylor. And it's Rick Ocasek's and Perez Hilton's birthday. Thursday is Tommy Hilfiger's birthday. It's also considered Holy Thursday. Friday is Good Friday. It's also known as Independence Day in Greece, Global Understanding Day, Feast of Annunciation of Jesus Christ, and Passover. New album release, What I'm Feeling, sung by Anthony Hamilton. Aretha Franklin, Elton John, and Haywood Nelson are having a birthday. Saturday is considered Holy Saturday. And it's Ernest Thomas, Diana Ross, Steven Tyler, and Keira Knightley's birthday. We remember Leonard, Mr. Spock, Nimoy. And Sunday, he has risen. It's Easter Sunday. It's a Christian holiday. And other religions also believe in the birth and death of Jesus, and there seems to be some challenges with believing in his resurrection and of him being of the Holy Trinity. We remember Sarah Vaughan, and it's Mariah Carey, and Fergie's birthday. Alex, Hilaria, Baldwin are expecting their child, a boy, this fall. He will join Carmen, who's 2, and Raphael, who's 8 months. Once upon a time, actress Amelia de Raven gave birth to Vera Audrey with filmmaker Eric Billich on March 12th. She's the first child for the couple of 2 years. Gotham co-stars Morena Baccarin and Ben McKenzie welcomed Frances Leigh Seta Schnicken March 2nd. Homeland alum Baccarin is also mom of 2-year-old Julius. Keisha will play herself on an episode of Nashville. The ABC drama returns, or probably already has returned, old news. Selena Gomez is the most followed person on Instagram right now with 69.4 million fans. And then tagging along is Taylor Swift with 69.2 million fans. Christie's will auction more than 200 items from Joan Rivers' New York City penthouse this June. A portion of the proceeds will go to charity. One Direction singer Harry Styles will make his acting debut in The Dark Knight director Christopher Nolan's World War II action film, Dunkirk. George Martin, the famed music producer often called the fifth Beatle for his work with the Fab Four, passed away March 8th. He was 90. The Late Late Show host, James Corden, will share carpool karaoke highlights, including his ride with Adele, and a 10 o'clock p.m. special on CBS March 29th. A new segment with Jennifer Lopez will also air. Steven Spielberg will be the featured speaker at Harvard University's 365th commencement, May 26th. In our prayers box, we have Leandria Johnson, Richard Simmons, I'd like to also add my brother at this time as well. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath and slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles chapter 33, beginning with verse 18. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read-along. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer unto his God, and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sins and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house. And Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 2 and 20 years old. Other words, 22 years old. When he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years, only 2 years in Jerusalem. Pausing for a moment, 2 is the biblical meaning of double for your trouble. And Jerusalem, back then, was considered a city. Going to the city. Verse 22, but he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and humbled not himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more. And his servants conspired against him, and slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon. And the people of the land made Josiah, his son, king in his stead. Continuing, beginning with chapter 34, 2 Chronicles, beginning with verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old. 8 years old, biblical meaning of new beginnings. 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem 1 and 30 years, 31 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. Pausing for a moment. How is it possible that he could walk upright? He walked in the right path, but yet his father Amon did not. It's perhaps by God's favor, perhaps God sending mentors, the right or correct mentors, to help him to lead his country. For in the 8th year of his reign, continuing, beginning with verse 3, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Baalim in his presence, and the images that were on high above them he cut down, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images he brake in pieces, and made dust of them. Pausing for a moment. During my studies of old Catholicism, Catholic ways, there was a pope who was so angry with one of its leaders, one of its kings. Not one of his kings, but a reformer of the Kalavatism way, that after the man died, after the reformer died, several years later, a pope actually had him exhumed, actually had his body exhumed out of the ground where he was buried. They took him out of the ground and burnt him into ashes, and then scattered the man's, the reformer's, ashes into a river. But like one of the writers commented, the Pope thought he was doing something, but in actuality, the man, the reformer of the Kalalazism way, was actually being blessed. Because after his ashes were placed in the river, they had to go down the stream. After his ashes went down the stream, they were scattered into the ocean, which went in four different directions. Just like the biblical meaning of the number four, which means international or global. So sometimes when your enemy thinks that they're trying to get over on you, in actuality, folks, they aren't. And it just shows how evil can just distract you. A pope, a Catholic pope, would actually be so angry at a dead person that who tried to reform the Catholic religion that he would exhume the body and then have it placed in the fire, and his ashes were just scattered in all four directions globally. And that reformer became very well known. Now, would he have been as known if the Pope didn't exhume his body? We don't know. He was already popular, and that is what frustrated the Pope. Even after his death, he was still angry with him. So continuing with the discussion of the ashes, let me see here. Okay. I do apologize in regards to what I was discussing, what verse I was on. Okay, verse 4. And they break down the altars of Baalim in his presence, and the images that were on high above them he cut down, and the groves and the carved images and the molten images he break in pieces and made dust of them, and strewed it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Elijah, or Azaliah, and Mesa, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Johaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin, and they returned to Jerusalem, and they put it in the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they gave it to the workmen that wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and amend the house. Even to the artificers and builders gave they it to buy hewn stone and timber for couplings, and to floor the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And the men did the work faithfully. And the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshulam of the sons of the Kohathites, to set it forward, and other of the Levites. All that could skill of instruments of music. Also, they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service, and of the Levites there were scribes, and officers, and porters. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Pausing for a moment, because sometimes back in the day, the kings couldn't even read and write. It was only the seers, the scribes, the priests, the prophets, who actually could read, or the high priest. Continuing, verse 19. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king's, saying, go, inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. And Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvath, the son of Hazra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. And they spake to her to that effect. And she answered them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. And pausing for a moment, typically that's what the prophet or prophetess would say before giving the words of God. They would say, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which thou hast heard, because thy heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereon, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Pausing for a moment, so God was saying, when you did all of that, and the community folks saw you, they heard you and they saw you. And I also heard you as well. Continuing, verse 28. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eye see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. So they brought the king word again. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small. Equality, folks. Diversity, folks. All the people. Whether you were rich or poor or middle class, or lower income, middle income, or higher income. That's what we say at the portal. Okay? Great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all your heart and with all your soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertain to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not. They departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Thus, in the reading of God's words, the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Amen? We'll continue next time with chapter 35, beginning with verse 1. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. If you are a new reader of the Holy Bible, God's Word, this has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week, especially with Holy Week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen. To the one who keeps us from going astray, we thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.